is Robbie Shea here on today's Hit Music 101.5 CILFM. Bit of a throwback feel there. And Robbie Shea, he is in the studio with me on this Friday evening. Robbie, how are you today?
Yo, Jeremy, doing so good. Just want to straight up thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem. Thank you for being here. So, good old days. You got that little bit of a throwback feel, and you were even telling me kind of Charlie Puth inspired there. Walk me through that.
It's interesting. You know, honestly, I was just sitting at my house, and I was in my kitchen.
Okay.
Literally was just like sitting there thinking about, like, you know, my grandpa always told me, like, he was like, in the past, I feel like people just had morals. People really were driven to set goals and complete those. And I feel like that is very decreasing nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just felt led to write something that talks about, you know, let's go back to the good old days, you know, where we had morals and we really cared about stuff. So yeah, good old days, bro.
And you describe yourself, you are a singer-songwriter
in
a Christian contemporary genre. So walk us through the process of creating a song.
What comes first? What comes last?
What's more important?
Honestly, man, like, you know, the process is so big. Like, most people, you know, that don't create music, they don't really understand the kind of work that goes on behind the scenes. But, like, you know, I'm actually producing now. So I actually start by, like, producing the beat and, like, going through, like, putting all these sounds together, making the drum kit, just really mixing it up together. And then after I get done making the beat, then I go in to start writing the song, and then I sing it and everything like that. So it's just, everybody's got their different process. You know, I know that some people beatbox into a mic and that's how they make their drum kits. But, you know, honestly, you know, I just kind of found my niche and what I like to do. So it's pretty cool.
So you're from the Southern Illinois area, Percy to be exact.
Yeah.
And you're 19. What kind of role models did you have in music? Who were you listening to growing up that made you think, I really want to do that?
Yeah, you know, I want to be like them. You know, I get it. Honestly, the person that really stuck out to me as a young kid was Justin Bieber, actually.
Okay.
I was a huge JB fan, not gonna lie. I mean, I, as far as his lifestyle goes, I mean, he is getting better, obviously. Everybody goes through the rough patch, you know, but just his music was really good, and I was just like, wow, you know, I could really connect with that. Like, I feel like maybe I should do this. So I listen to a lot of him, but honestly, nowadays, like, everybody's always asking me, like, who do you want to sound like? What's your role model? I say no one, because honestly, I feel like there's already a Justin Bieber. I feel like there's already, you know, a Nicki Minaj. I need to just be who I am and who I believe God's making me to be. So
create the Robbie Shea.
Yeah,
the next Robbie Shea.
Right? Yeah, bro.
So everyone has their story. You've got the inspirational ones. You've got the I just did it because of money.
Right.
How did you get started into doing music and wanting to pursue this?
Well, long story short, a girl broke my heart, Jeremy.
Okay.
She broke it hard. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a song about this. Didn't have a reason to. Never wrote a song in my life. But for some reason, I felt led to do it. Wrote a song about it. And then after that, it just kind of escalated from there. You know, I'd made a music video, got a lot of hits on YouTube and stuff like that. And then it started playing on the radio, and I was like, okay, well, this is thrown into my lap. Maybe I should pursue this. And then, you know, now here I am, you know, been on tour around the country and now doing radio tour, and it's cool. I'm very blessed.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're unique in the way that you've actually transitioned genres. You originally were in the pop music world, now Christian contemporary, and your first song after that transition was Stop the Running. So describe that transition and really what led in that process.
Yeah, it was really unique because, you know, I've always been like raised in a church and stuff like that, you know, and I knew that I needed to use my talent for God, but at the first, you know, beginning period of my, you know, music career, I was sitting there and I was like, you know, I was focused on what I wanted to do, you know, and I was trying to make my music all about me whenever I should have been making it about God, you know, in my situation. So I just decided, I was like, you know what, I'm done with that. And I decided to, me myself, stop the running. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's kind of a unique thing, and everybody's got their different stories, but, you know, in my mind, you know, God is good and I just needed to use it for him straight up.
Absolutely. And I feel like you are kind of a part of the younger generation, but in your documentary that's on YouTube there called Who I Am, Robbie Shea on YouTube, you can check out that documentary. You talked about wanting to reach that younger generation. And so why do you think it is so important to reach that younger generation?
Well, here's the thing. You know, Satan, all he's really got to do, man, is get one generation straight up. Not going to lie. I mean, he gets one generation. We're going to go down the tubes. That's just how it works. And I know that, like, my generation nowadays, everybody's just so lost, man. We're broken. Nobody can really connect. I know that nowadays, everybody likes that drop. Everybody likes that really good sounding song to listen to. And I always was like, you know what? Why does Christian music have to have a criteria? Why does it have to have a blueprint? You know, why can't it sound better than the stuff, you know, that we do on, you know, top hits and everything like that? You know, try to lead people in that way. So I just felt led to do that, and that's what I'm doing, and it's working. It's
and
great.
You, and you mentioned Satan, and one of your more unique song titles is "Take That, Devil."
Yeah, bro.
So why'd you you have kind of this unique sound? You've got Good Old Days, that throwback kind of style, and then a song like "Take That, Devil." Does having a unique sound, do you think that works in your favor with trying to blossom and become bigger?
Almost definitely. I mean, every artist, like, I just want to put this out there. Every artist is always, like, talking about, like, I'm searching for my sound. We're trying to find that unique sound that's me. But honestly, like, for me, whenever it comes to what I'm doing, I don't really look for a specific sound. I believe that God is talking through me in, like, all kinds of ways. You know what I'm saying? It's not just, like, you know, a low-key vibe. It's not just, like, these high-pitched club vibes. It's just everything, you know? I could go Take It Back with Good Old Days. I could go and, you know, play a song that sounds like Maroon 5, and, you know, write something like that. And, you know, because there's all kinds of different people out there that need to connect in different ways. And that's just kind of what I feel led to do.
You've got that versatility. It's
versatility,
nice to have.
Versatility, bro.
So in the Christian music world, there are some big artists out there. You've got Lecrae, you've got NF, yeah. Jordan Feliz, Annie Mineo, who have these big followings with Christian music, and especially NF reaching some more mainstream platforms.
Exactly.
Do you feel like Christian music is starting to reach a wider audience than in years past?
Yeah, I definitely believe that. I feel like we are adapting as a society. I think since that is the case, you know, we need to be open to opening up our minds to a whole new variety as, you know, Christians trying to lead others to God, you know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, it's just one of those things. I feel like I could be one of those really big patriots in that, you know, including NF and things like that. And I just feel like everyone's got a different calling. You know, obviously I'm not docking those who are like, you know, doing Southern gospel and stuff. I think that's amazing. But I just, for my path, I believe that that's the direction I need to take straight up.
All right. And, so just to give some people some more background on you, I've got a couple questions here that I just want some responses to. Right, got a couple here. What is your favorite thing to do in Southern Illinois?
Oh my gosh, let's go hobbies. Dude, I could go see a movie any day of the week. Like, literally, I'm such a movie geek, dude. Okay. You know,
what was the last movie you saw?
Oh my gosh, it was Deadpool 2.
Yeah, I got it.
So good, dude.
I've seen it twice already.
Oh my, I know, you have to. And that's what I did with the first one, too. It was like three times. It's like an addiction that you just can't get over. Like, it's so good.
Who is your favorite actor? Keeping it with movies.
Oh my
gosh. Favorite actor.
I'm not gonna lie, Nicolas Cage, dude.
Nicolas
he's getting
Cage?
Older, but my gosh, dude, like, he's got some good movies.
He's entertaining, like, that's
he
for
is.
Sure.
He's just good, and he does a good job, like, straight up.
And then who would be a dream collaboration for you in the music world?
Oh my gosh, a dream collaboration. There's so many. Obviously, you know, throw it back to JB. That'd be pretty great. I mean, who wouldn't want to do that? But as of right now, I feel like it would be really cool to do a collaboration with Danny Gokey in the Christian industry. I think he's really gotten himself put together. You know, God's really using him in a great way. And that would probably be my ideal one for right now. That'd be pretty cool.
Okay. Up. And before I let you go, so you already have a project out, Stop the Running, from 2017. What do you have coming up next that you can tell the good people?
Well, I'll tell you guys what, you know, this new album coming out, I haven't even named it yet. So it's okay. On the verge, like I said. But this new album coming out, I've completely produced. This is the first one that I've actually produced by myself and done everything on, which is pretty crazy. So
respect that.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. The newest song coming out right now is called Sea of Thieves. And you know, obviously, I do want to give a quick shout out to, you know, all those schools that are kind of going through a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? As far as, like, you know, shootings and everything. I feel like, you know, our country really needs to, you know, work on things for sure. You know, try to get this fixed. You know, God is good. And, you know, so I kind of give my own opinion on that in my new song, Sea of Thieves, coming out very soon. And, you know, if you guys want to hear about that, definitely check that out. It's going to be really cool. And, you know, God is good. So, yeah.
All right, thank you. That is Robbie Shea. You can check him out on YouTube. He's got songs on Spotify as well. The documentary, Who I Am, and Stop the Running. And then, like he said, got more stuff coming on the horizon. Self-producing his next project. You gotta love that. Still to come on CIL, I've got your first look at weather for the evening, plus more music from Halsey and Bozzy on the way. Robbie, thank you.
Thank you, bro.